Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Morin. This book, grounded in psychology and personal insight, offers a clear roadmap to emotional resilience and mental fortitude. Through a series of engaging chapters, Morin lays out the common pitfalls that can hold us back from achieving our full potential, including succumbing to fear, shunning change, and wasting energy on things beyond our control. Amy Morin, respected psychotherapist and seasoned columnist for Forbes, uses her clinical experience and interaction with diverse individuals to furnish readers with practical strategies to build strength and improve mental stamina. This book is an excellent resource for those facing personal challenges, parents seeking to maintain composure with their children, and anyone yearning for a motivational guide to help navigate the ups and downs of life. Tune in to explore how shedding these mental weights can lead to a richer, more successful life. Thirteen Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Take back your power, embrace change, face your fears, and train your brain for happiness and success. Introduction. What can you gain from letting go of your mental barriers? In 2013, life threw everything it had at Amy Morin, a seasoned psychotherapist. She faced the heartbreaking deaths of her mother and husband, and shortly after finding love again, she learned her new father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer. At her absolute lowest, Morin did something remarkable. She wrote herself a letter. This wasn't just any letter. Within, she penned a list of 13 behaviors that mentally strong people avoid at all costs. When she decided to share this list on her blog, she never imagined it would touch the hearts and alter the mindsets of over 50 million readers worldwide. Spurred by this overwhelming response, she transformed her viral article into a best-selling book, now available in 40 languages. In this exciting audio series, we dismantle 13 detrimental habits that hold many back from reaching their full potential and explore how replacing these with virtues can fortify one's mental resilience. Through these sessions, you'll acquire tools essential for navigating through life's relentless storms with grace and tenacity. Here are a few transformative insights you'll discover. 1. Understand the power and necessity of taking calculated risks. 2. Learn why collaboration often triumphs over competition. 3. Explore why the path to earning outcomes trumps the comfort of feeling entitled to them. Tune in, enrich your personal growth journey with sound-rich elements, and gain the courage to eliminate what holds you back. Engage with us as we guide you through these transformative concepts, perfectly paired with auditory enhancements to enrich your listening experience. Part 1. Turning self-pity into gratitude transforms your mental strength. Imagine you're in a supermarket parking lot where two cars, backing up at the same time, collide slightly. Amy Morin witnessed just such a minor accident and noticed a striking difference in the driver's reactions. While one driver stepped out of his car almost relieved, grateful that no one was hurt in the incident, the other driver emerged frustrated, cursing his misfortune and lamenting about his bad luck. This simple observation underscores a major mental pitfall: self-pity. For the second driver, his reaction is a textbook example of what mentally strong people avoid. He dwelled on his misfortune, essentially throwing his own pity party. Why is this an issue? Engaging in self-pity not only wastes time, but fosters a negative mindset, focusing energy on what went wrong. This can create a vicious cycle of misery, obscuring any positive events or outcomes which might otherwise offer relief or happiness. The antidote to self-pity is clear and potent: gratitude. If you catch yourself stuck in a cycle of negativity, pause. Take a moment to reflect, not on the burdens or unfairness of life, but on the things that have gone right. Keeping a gratitude journal can be a transformative practice. Dedicate a few minutes each day to writing down something you're thankful for. Expressing gratitude daily shifts your focus from misfortune to appreciation of the simple, positive aspects of life. You can amplify this effect by verbalizing gratitude. Sharing your thankful moments with others not only reinforces a positive outlook for yourself, but can uplift those around you as well. By cultivating gratitude, you'll likely find a shift in perspective similar to that of the first driver in Morin's anecdote. Minor setbacks won't seem as catastrophic when viewed against the backdrop of what's gone right. This small change in habit can lead to significant improvements in mental strength, moving you closer to the resilience exhibited by the strongest among us. Part 2. Embrace your power. How holding on to control and forgiving can enhance mental strength. Consider the story of Lauren, a mother of two who seemingly had it all, except for one rather large thorn in her side, her overbearing mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law's unexpected visits and harsh criticisms left Lauren feeling helpless and perpetually upset. Lauren maintained a facade of politeness, but internally, she was seething, spending hours each week ruminating on her frustrations. Clearly, something needed to change. This brings us to a crucial principle about mental strength. Mentally strong people do not give others the power to control their emotions or dictate their actions. Lauren's dilemma illustrates what happens when we allow someone else to have undue influence over our feelings and behaviors. The issue lies in surrendering control, allowing another person's views or behavior to steer your own emotional state. Whether it's reacting to criticism, succumbing to anger, or feeling coerced into actions contrary to your desires, these are signs of granting others too much power. To reclaim control, consider Lauren's solution. She recognized the toll her mother-in-law's behavior was taking and collaborated with her husband to set firm, respectful boundaries. They requested scheduled visits instead of random drop-ins and communicated clearly that the critical comments needed to stop. Although it took some time for her mother-in-law to adjust, the new boundaries allowed Lauren to regain control over her personal space and emotional well-being. This narrative doesn't just exemplify how to hold on to your power, it also highlights the importance of forgiveness. By addressing the issue constructively and moving forward, Lauren practiced forgiving her mother-in-law, freeing herself from continuous emotional turmoil. Adopting this strategy not only restores your sense of control, but also fosters resilience. This resilience forms a cornerstone of mental strength, proving that how you respond to external pressures can define, not diminish, your inner power. Part 3. Adapting to change is a hallmark of mental strength. Consider the story of Richard, who, after being diagnosed with diabetes and advised by his doctor to lose 75 pounds, decided it was time for a drastic change. His initial approach was to eliminate all junk food and sign up for a gym membership. While these actions seemed promising on paper, reality soon struck. Richard found himself snacking while watching TV instead of hitting the gym. Not a pound was shed. Change, undeniably, is challenging. When faced with the need for transformation, those lacking in mental strength might retreat. However, the inability to embrace change can lead to stagnation, watching others move forward while you remain static. But how do mentally strong individuals manage change? The secret lies in their strategic approach. They recognize the dangers of overwhelming oneself with too much change too soon. Richard's initial overhaul was well-intended but utterly impractical, setting him up for disappointment. To effectively manage change, they employ two key strategies. First, they break grand objectives into smaller, achievable targets. Rather than aiming to lose 75 pounds at once, Richard learned the value of setting a nearer target, like a 5-pound loss. This segmentation of goals makes the change seem less daunting and more manageable. Secondly, they devise a concrete, actionable plan. For Richard, this meant tracking his diet through a food journal, preparing meals at home to avoid eating out, scheduling gym sessions, and committing to evening walks with his family. These planned, incremental steps replaced his unrealistic ambitions with structured, consistent actions. By understanding how mentally strong people handle change, not as a terrifying overhaul but as a series of calculated adjustments, we too can learn to approach change not as something to fear, but as an opportunity to methodically improve. With these strategies, change becomes a welcome challenge rather than an overwhelming obstacle. Part 4. Focus on what you can control and let go of what you can't. Picture James, a father who eagerly planned a special whale watching afternoon with his daughter. A precious moment, especially post-divorce, where his opportunities to bond were limited to weekends and Wednesdays. Unfortunately, upon learning that his ex-wife, Carmen, had taken their daughter on a similar outing just the week before, potentially to overshadow his plans, James's frustration boiled over. Instead of cherishing the time with his daughter, he spent the afternoon sending angry texts to Carmen, and the day was spoiled. This scenario underscores a common struggle: getting upset over circumstances beyond our control. Like many, James wished to control everything around him, including Carmen's actions. However, this only led to further dissatisfaction and precious moments with his daughter being compromised. Mentally strong people approach situations differently. They recognize the boundary between what they can influence and what is out of their hands, choosing to invest energy only in the former. This balanced sense of control is crucial for using time and emotional resources wisely. The first crucial step involves acknowledging the reality of our limitations. You cannot make your child a straight-A student by will alone, force someone to accept your advice, or change unpredictable elements like illness or weather. By accepting these limits, you can shift your focus onto matters within your control. For James, this meant realizing that while he couldn't alter his ex-wife's actions or her relationship with their daughter, he could enhance his own interactions with his daughter. Once he embraced this, he began to maximize the quality of the time they spent together. For anyone struggling to let go of the uncontrollable, remember James's lesson: focus on enhancing what you can influence. Doing so not only preserves your mental strength, but also improves your relationships and overall quality of life, allowing you to enjoy the moments that truly matter. Part 5. Learning to say no can significantly boost your mental strength. Meet Megan, whose life seemed perpetually overrun with tasks and obligations, from baking muffins for the church to babysitting for her sister and fielding endless last-minute favors from her cousin. Megan found herself mired in stress. It soon became clear that her stress stemmed from her inability to decline requests. She was a consummate people pleaser. Being overly accommodating can seem virtuous, but it's often fraught with drawbacks. People pleasers who typically avoid conflict at all costs can be easily exploited because they strive excessively to be liked and worry constantly about others' opinions. This often leads them to act against their own desires and best interests. The consequences of this tendency are not trivial. By always prioritizing others' needs, people like Megan often neglect their own needs, resulting in heightened stress and strained personal relationships. In Megan's case, her compulsion to say yes led to irritability at home and even missing important family moments like dinners or bedtime routines. If you find yourself continually trying to please others at your own expense, here are two strategies to consider. Firstly, remember that it's not your responsibility to ensure everyone else's happiness. It's perfectly acceptable for others to feel displeased or disappointed. They, like you, are capable of managing their emotions. Secondly, adopt a practical tool for handling requests. Give yourself time before responding. Inspired by advice given by Amy Morin, Megan started using a simple script whenever asked for a favor. Thanks for asking. Let me check my calendar and I'll get back to you soon. This approach provided her with the necessary space to consider whether she genuinely wanted to fulfill the request, making it easier for her to eventually say no. By integrating these techniques, Megan and anyone facing similar challenges can start to forge a healthier balance between accommodating others and prioritizing their own needs. This not only reduces stress, but enhances overall mental resilience. Remember, it's okay to sometimes displease others if it means staying true to yourself and maintaining your mental health. Part 6. Embracing calculated risks can redefine your path to success. Meet Dale, a high school teacher with a long-standing dream to open his own furniture store. Despite his passion, Dale found himself discouraged by the skepticism of others, including his wife, who saw his aspirations as mere fantasies. Consequently, Dale continued with his teaching job, growing increasingly disgruntled and demotivated as he suppressed his entrepreneurial spirit. Dale's situation highlights a common predicament, the fear of taking risks. Many of us entertain the worst scenarios, letting fear dictate our choices, and consequently, we stay stuck, unfulfilled, and rueful about missed opportunities. So, how do mentally strong people manage the risk-taking that life often requires? They engage in calculated risk-taking. This involves two crucial steps. Firstly, they thoroughly evaluate the potential risks and rewards. They ask themselves important questions like, what's the worst that could happen? And what's the best possible outcome? This helps them gain a clear, realistic understanding of what they're considering. Secondly, they look for ways to mitigate the risks. Rejecting the all-or-nothing approach, they seek a balanced path. For instance, instead of quitting their day jobs to jump headfirst into a high-risk business, they might explore gradual transitions that allow them to test the waters and adjust their plans as needed. For Dale, this meant rethinking his approach to fulfill his dream without abandoning the security of his current job. He decided to start his furniture business on a part-time basis, crafting pieces in the evenings and weekends and selling them online. This strategy reduced the financial risk and allowed him to explore the viability of his business idea without the immediate pressure of relying on it for his livelihood. By taking this calculated step, Dale not only alleviated his dissatisfaction, but also moved closer to realizing his dream, proving that calculated risk-taking is about finding a middle ground, achieving your goals while managing potential downsides. This approach, emblematic of mental strength, highlights that taking risks doesn't always mean courting disaster. Instead, it involves deliberate, well-considered actions that open doors to new possibilities. Part 7. Overcoming the past requires intentional steps forward. Meet Gloria, whose troubled relationship with her 28-year-old daughter reflected more than typical family strife. Gloria observed her daughter's cycle of self-destructive actions, from unstable relationships to job instability and repeatedly moving back home. Yet instead of addressing these issues, Gloria enabled her daughter's behavior, driven by guilt over her own parental shortcomings in the past. Gloria's situation illustrates a common trap, being so anchored in past regrets that moving forward seems impossible. This hindrance is not unique to her. Many of us dwell on past events and hypothesize about what might have been, often to our detriment. While some reflection is beneficial, an excess can prevent personal growth and fulfillment. To stop dwelling on the past, a two-step approach is crucial. Firstly, acceptance is essential. This means acknowledging that the past is immutable. No amount of rumination or regret can alter what has already occurred. This may also involve forgiving those who have caused us pain, allowing us to release the hold past grievances have on us. Secondly, Actively shift your focus forward, intentionally redirecting thoughts from past occurrences to future aspirations is key. For instance, when you catch yourself reminiscing or fixating on past mistakes, consciously decide to plan something forward-looking, like a vacation or a new personal goal. Consistently steering your thoughts towards the future can gradually diminish the mental energy spent on past events. Understanding the intertwined nature of our mental habits, thoughts, behaviors, and emotions is also crucial for building mental strength. Each aspect influences the others. Thus, making positive changes in one area can positively impact the overall mental ecosystem. In Gloria's case, changing her behavior and emotional responses will not only help her set healthier boundaries with her daughter, but also assist in mitigating the guilt that has long influenced her actions. By addressing these intertwined habits, she can start to forge a path not defined by past mistakes, but illuminated by future possibilities. Thus, to cultivate mental strength and foster healthy future-oriented thinking, it's essential to let go of the past and embrace the journey ahead with intention and resolve. Part 8. Learning from mistakes is key to building mental strength. Step back in time to a small Massachusetts town in the mid-19th century, where we meet businessman Roland Macy. He opened a dry goods store in a quiet area, struggling to attract customers due to the poor location selection. In an attempt to boost business, Macy organized a large parade aimed at drawing crowds to his store. Unfortunately, a sweltering heat wave deterred people from attending, and the event failed, plunging him deeper into debt. This setback forced him to close his initial venture. However, Macy's story didn't end there. He learned from his previous mistake, and when he launched his next store, he chose a bustling downtown New York location. This store thrived, laying the foundation for what would become the renowned Macy's chain, famous not only for its retail success, but also for its iconic annual parade, strategically moved to fall to avoid the heat. Macy's experience exemplifies a trait common among mentally strong people: the ability to analyze and learn from mistakes to avoid repeating them. To incorporate this practice in your own life, start by reflecting on errors using questions like, "What went wrong? How can I improve? What will I do differently next time?" This reflection converts past oversights into valuable learning opportunities. However, recognizing what to change and implementing it are two different challenges. To ensure actual change, disciplined actions are necessary. Here are three strategies to bolster your self-discipline. 1. Visualize your goals. Keep focus on the long-term rewards of your efforts. For instance, imagine the satisfaction of completing a personal project like a novel. This visualization can motivate you to choose productive activities over leisure when you're tempted to slack. 2. Maintain a list of past mistakes. Carry this list as a constant reminder of the pitfalls you wish to avoid. This can serve as a practical guide in moments of temptation, helping you steer clear of previous missteps. 3. Create barriers to mistakes. If your aim, for example, is to save money, preparing for potential pitfalls can help. Bringing only a limited amount of cash when out with friends and leaving credit cards at home minimizes the risk of overspending. By learning from mistakes and practicing self-discipline, as Macy did, you too can build the mental strength to not only recognize, but also seize the opportunities for personal and professional growth that life offers. Part 9. Embracing collaboration over competition enhances mental fortitude. Have you ever felt a pang of jealousy while scrolling through social media? Maybe it was a friend's vacation photos or another's flood of birthday wishes that set it off. If so, you're not alone. A 2013 study titled "Envy on Facebook: A Hidden Threat to Users' Life Satisfaction" revealed just how common it is to feel discontented by witnessing others' success and happiness online. This feeling, known as resentment, is something mentally strong people actively avoid. Resentment often masks deeper feelings of insecurity and unmet desires. For instance, seeing your neighbor's new Tesla might ruin your enjoyment of an otherwise fun garden party, not because you genuinely desire the car, but because it represents success that you feel is out of your reach. Resenting the achievements of others can stem from a lack of clarity about what we truly want. Imagine envying a friend's globe-trotting lifestyle when, in reality, what you really crave is more time with your family. This confusion can exacerbate feelings of envy. To counter these destructive emotions, it's crucial to define what success personally means to you. If you're committed to eco-friendly transportation, your neighbor's flashy car should hold no power over your sense of accomplishment. Clarifying your values helps neutralize potential envy. Another powerful way to overcome resentment is shifting from a mindset of competition to one of collaboration. Instead of brooding over your brother's financial success, for example, consider asking him for advice or insights. It's hard to maintain negative feelings towards someone who is actively contributing to your own success. By focusing on what success means to you and seeking collaborative relationships, you can transform envy into a positive force that propels you forward. Remember, life is not about outdoing one another, but about finding ways to collectively succeed and achieve personal fulfillment. Part 10. Perseverance and self-compassion. Key components of mental strength. Thomas Edison, renowned for inventing the light bulb, also pursued many less successful inventions, such as the electric pen and the so-called ghost machine. While these ventures didn't achieve the fame of his light bulb, Edison did not view them as failures. Instead, he saw each setback as a crucial learning opportunity, a step closer to his next success. This optimistic approach to failure is not typical. Most people feel shame and frustration when they face setbacks, whether it's dropping out of college or losing a key client. These feelings can be so overwhelming that some choose to give up rather than face the possibility of further disappointment. However, for those aiming to build mental strength, giving up is not an option. Here are two strategies to help you persevere and maintain resilience in the face of challenges. First, reassess your beliefs about success and failure. It's common to believe that lack of immediate success is due to insufficient talent or intellect. However, research indicates that consistent effort often outweighs natural ability. Regular practice can lead to mastery, even surpassing those with more natural talent who don't work as hard. Similarly, while a high IQ can provide an advantage, perseverance is a more reliable predictor of sustained success. Second, practice self-compassion during tough times. Often we are our own worst critics, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and a readiness to surrender. Instead, try to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend. Acknowledge that everyone has weaknesses and that mistakes are part of the human experience. Adopting a compassionate attitude towards yourself can help mitigate the impact of setbacks and foster a more realistic and positive approach to challenges. By shifting how you perceive failure and treating yourself with kindness, you not only enhance your ability to persevere, but also reinforce the mental toughness needed to navigate life's ups and downs. Just like Edison, viewing each failure as a stepping stone, rather a stumbling block, can transform your path to success. Part 11. Embracing solitude and meditation for mental resilience. Let's step into the daily life of Vanessa, a successful real estate agent who, despite her achievements, struggled with persistent insomnia. Her mind was a whirlwind of active thoughts that kept her awake, reflecting her always-on, busy lifestyle. When asked by therapist Amy Morin about her alone time, Vanessa's response was telling: "Never. Why would I?" This reaction is not uncommon. Many people view solitude as unproductive or even intimidating. They avoid being alone filling their time with social activities or background noise from televisions and smartphones. However, solitude is a crucial element that many overlook in developing mental strength. Research suggests that learning to be comfortable in your own company is linked with improved mental health, greater life satisfaction, and superior stress management. Importantly, solitude offers a critical opportunity to recharge, providing a break from the relentless pace of everyday life. So, how can one become more at ease with solitude? First, recognize the value of alone time and prioritize it as you would an important appointment. Mark it in your calendar as non-negotiable me time to ensure you honor this commitment. Second, choose activities during your alone time that foster introspection and relaxation rather than just filling the silence with digital distractions. Practicing meditation and mindfulness, for instance, can significantly aid in quieting the mind and reducing stress. Consider other solitary activities that encourage reflection, such as journaling or engaging in creative hobbies. Vanessa took this advice to heart. She began dedicating time each evening to meditate and practice mindfulness. This new routine allowed her to calm her racing thoughts gradually. Her effort to embrace solitude and mindfulness not only brought her peace during waking hours, but also improved her sleep quality significantly, exemplifying the profound benefits of getting comfortable with being alone. By learning to appreciate and utilize solitude, you can enhance your mental resilience, better manage stress, and enjoy a higher quality of life, just like Vanessa. Part 12. Shifting from entitlement to contribution enhances mental strength. Lucas, a recent college graduate, joined his new workplace with a blaze of confidence. However, his approach quickly alienated his colleagues. He insisted on sharing unsolicited advice and made it clear he expected rapid advancement into leadership roles. Lucas's boss had to intervene, advising him to dial back his demeanor as it was not sitting well with the team. His sense of entitlement was evident and troublesome. While Lucas's situation might seem extreme, it serves as a stark example of an entitlement mentality, a trait that many of us harbor to varying degrees. This mentality fosters the belief that we deserve certain privileges or that the world owes us something without corresponding efforts on our part. Such a mindset can lead to unrealistic expectations and can be damaging both professionally and personally. The key to overcoming this entitlement mentality involves recognizing and correcting it. Many people don't exhibit entitlement blatantly, like Lucas, but display it through subtle thoughts and convictions. If you find yourself thinking that certain rules are beneath you, or harboring resentment because you believe you deserve more from life, these could be indicators of an underlying sense of entitlement. Here's how you can start changing this mindset. 1. Embrace humility. Acknowledge your flaws and accept that you are not infallible. Understanding that you, like everyone, have weaknesses can be a humbling experience. This acknowledgement is crucial in fostering relationships and growing personally and professionally. 2. Value and welcome feedback. Instead of dismissing criticisms or taking them personally, see them as opportunities for growth. Feedback, even when it's hard to hear, can provide invaluable insights into how others perceive us and how we can improve. 3. Focus on giving rather than receiving. Shift your mindset from what you think you deserve to how you can contribute positively to your surroundings. Concentrate on what you can offer rather than what you believe should be yours. This approach not only makes you more likable, but also more fulfilled. Lucas took these lessons to heart. He began to view his interactions with colleagues as learning opportunities rather than chances to assert his superiority. By adopting a more humble and giving attitude, Lucas not only improved his relationships at work, but also set himself on a true path to earning the respect and possibly the promotion he desired. By moving away from a mindset of entitlement and embracing one of contribution, you can significantly enhance your mental strength and foster more meaningful and constructive interactions with others. Part 13. The value of patience and long-term commitment in achieving success. Marcy's impatience was her Achilles heel. Whenever those around her, be it her children or co-workers, couldn't keep up with her swift pace, she'd quip, "I'm not getting any younger." She devoured self-help books, hoping for quick fixes, but was invariably left feeling let down when the promised transformation didn't occur overnight. Therapy was abandoned after just a few sessions due to the lack of immediate results. Marcy was on the lookout for a shortcut, a magic solution that would swiftly remedy her life's dissatisfaction. However, mentally strong individuals understand that such a quick fix doesn't exist. In today's culture, where instant gratification is the norm, thanks to services like 24-hour delivery and on-demand streaming, expecting immediate outcomes can unfortunately become a prevalent mindset. However, significant personal or professional growth often requires time and persistence. It cannot always be instantly evident or achieved. For individuals like Marcy, the challenge lies in fostering the patience needed to persevere through slower periods of progress. Prematurely quitting initiatives can prevent experiencing the profound advantages that manifest from sustained effort. Real change, such as earning a degree, making a pivotal career move, or achieving an artistic breakthrough, often emerge only after years of dedication and hard work. Here are a few steps to embrace the journey of long-term goals. 1. Set realistic expectations. Anticipating quick success is a recipe for frustration. Understanding that most achievements require time helps set a more realistic framework, reducing the likelihood of disappointment. 2. Avoid rigid deadlines. While it's helpful to have target dates, being too stringent can lead to unnecessary pressure. Allow some flexibility to adjust as needed without viewing it as a failure. 3. Cultivate perseverance. Practice delaying gratification. For example, resist impulsive behaviors, like indulging in a tempting snack or making an unplanned purchase. 4. Create and celebrate small victories. Break larger goals into smaller, manageable milestones. Celebrating these success points can provide motivation and a sense of progress, fueling your drive towards the larger objective. By incorporating these practices, Marcy and anyone dealing with similar challenges can develop the much-needed patience and persistence essential for achieving substantial accomplishments. Understanding and accepting that true progress takes time is crucial to becoming mentally strong and ultimately reaching your long-term goals. Final summary. Developing mental resilience is crucial for a fulfilling and successful life. Here are pivotal habits that can significantly enhance your mental toughness. 1. Avoid self-pity. Steering clear of dwelling on misfortunes prevents a victim mentality, allowing you to focus on constructive responses to life's challenges. 2. Maintain personal power. Don't allow others to dictate your emotions or behaviors. Establishing strong personal boundaries empowers you to lead a self-directed life. 3. Welcome change. Embrace the inevitability and benefits of change rather than fearing the unknown, which allows for growth and new opportunities. 4. Ignore uncontrollables. Concentrate on aspects of life that you can influence, and do not waste energy over things beyond your control. 5. Disregard universal approval. Trying to please everyone all the time is futile. Prioritize your values and stay true to yourself. 6. Assess risks wisely. Take calculated risks that have been thought through, understanding both the potential losses and gains. 7. Let go of the past. Focus on the present and future, rather than becoming trapped by past events, which empowers you to move forward. 8. Learn from mistakes. Turn failures into stepping stones by learning from them, ensuring not to repeat the same errors. 9. Celebrate others' success. Replace envy with admiration and learn from the achievements of others, which promotes a positive and abundant mindset. 10. Persist through failures. Understand that setbacks are part of the journey. Adopt resilience and keep pushing forward toward your goals. 11. Find strength in solitude. Use time alone to reflect and recharge, embracing solitude as a powerful tool for personal development. 12. Shun entitlement. Recognize that success is earned, not owed. Investing effort and showing gratitude for opportunities leads to genuine fulfillment. 13. Exercise patience. Achievements often take time and persistence is key. Set realistic goals and cherish the small victories along the way. Incorporating these habits into your daily life will not only build your mental strength, but also improve your overall quality of life, equipping you to handle whatever challenges come your way. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.